Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena.
Lena, Don Oliver.
Yeah, hi, Don.
Morning.
I spoke with Buddy. He said that you know the phone number, and you will get me the phone number of this Phil Morgan.
Right.
Okay.
I don't understand what we're discussing with Philip anymore.
What? I'm sorry.
I don't understand what we need to talk to Philip about anymore.
We need to pay him, right?
You're paying us. We paid him. He has our check.
Buddy just told me that he didn't cash the check, and technically you didn't pay him. He wants us to pay him. I don't understand. He cashed the check?
But Ruben told me today that if he cashes the check, then we can be reimbursed. If he doesn't cash the check, then we have to pay him.
And exactly.
That requires that he go out and buy the stuff, prepay it, I guess, is the word Ruben used.
Right.
I don't want to prepay him, because he can't qualify as vendor then, according to the standards that Ruben set.
Okay, so you gave him a check and you want him to cash it.
Yes, I want to give him permission to cash it so I can get the money for the check.
Okay.
Period. End of question.
Okay, we need his phone number just to have his file anyway.
Okay.
And we need the proof that he cashed the check.
How do I do that? We wait 3 more days so it goes to his bank account?
No way I can prove that he was paid.
He gave us a receipt.
He gave the receipt?
Yes.
Okay, then may I please have the receipt?
I sent it to you.
To me? When?
The young fellow came by. It's a receipt that you guys don't like because he wrote it paid to, and he put his dumb name on it. He made a mistake.
Okay. That was the invoice, I understand.
Right.
Okay.
He said it was paid. He received a check from us. Paid.
Okay.
And he put it on his receipt like an idiot. It says paid to Philip Morgan or paid from Philip Morgan or whatever. It's written incorrectly to whoever. The receipt should be written to us. It's written to him. He's an idiot, Lena. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, I understand, but what can I do?
I'm going to have him come in and give me a new receipt for the amount that he got from us.
Right.
Then I'm going to say, go cash the check. Give me a receipt so I can get reimbursed.
Right, and maybe he can ask his bank to give him the copy of the check, front and back,
and a proof
when
of deposit.
He will cash it.
Right. I'm sure his bank's going to not give him $10,000, and then he probably has zero in his account, so he'll have to put it in, they'll have to prove funds. So it'll be a day or two waiting for that check to clear our bank.
Right.
And if it clears our bank, Mr. Cabersi has to cover it, and he's just going to explode between the ears.
Okay.
Can
you do me a favor? Can you give me his phone number so I can finish the file?
Okay.
With funding, yeah.
I will call you right back with it. I have to take it out of my phone.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Bye.